Good morning, everybody. It is Sunday, December 20th, 5 days till Christmas. It is 7:45 in the morning, and you are listening to your host, Tasha, of TMI, Trending Topics for the Modern Woman. As I'm sitting here this morning with a bag of frozen Brussels sprouts on my knee. Yes, my knee's been bothering me, and when I ice it, it always feels better. So instead of getting a bag of ice, I just do a bag of Brussels sprouts. It works. But I'm having my coffee, I lit a candle, and I was thinking about like what I had to do today. And it got me to thinking about the podcast that I've been wanting to do on paying it forward, giving back, volunteering, etc. I know Bonnie, my good friend in LA, we were talking and a few weeks ago, I mean, we talked more than that, but she had mentioned that she was doing some volunteer work at the animal shelter, working with dogs, I believe, homeless dogs. And she was so cute. She was like, I don't know what I'll be doing. I might be cleaning, you know, crates, who knows, walking them, petting them, grooming them, etc. But she was like, I'm just like, you know, do whatever. And I thought, wow, that is so great. Like, she's giving back her time in such a good way. And, you know, every little bit counts that we do. So that is the name of this podcast, Every Little Bit Counts. And I wanted to just kind of run with it and bring to mind that I know it seems like it's a time of giving, and we're shopping and we're buying gifts and we're getting gifts and all that. But what about like giving your time, your energy into something to help others? So important. I know it's made me realize like, wow, I've got to give my time somewhere else too. I try to be a good Samaritan, a good person. I try to give back in little ways that I can, but sometimes, you know, just buying canned goods for a food donation just doesn't seem enough. So I kind of researched what we had going on in Columbus, and I was really surprised to see all the opportunities, even during the days of COVID and social distancing and all of that. There are plenty of things to do. It's easy. I mean, you can just type in, you know, volunteering in Columbus, and quite a few things, like I said, popped up. So check out what you can do in your area. I'm sure there's lots of things or things you didn't even think of. Right now, just to mention, I'm on Point App, and it says 40 ways to volunteer in Columbus, Ohio. Do more good in real life and volunteer in Columbus, Ohio. If you want to volunteer to work with animals, there are so many nonprofits to help animals. Colony Cats, Dreams on Horseback, Pets Without Parents, the Humane Society. I love this too with the Humane Society, because not only, you know, do they provide medical care, shelter, and socialization for stray and surrendered dogs and cats, they have a Fresh Start training program that pairs inmates with homeless dogs as they turn sad, scared dogs into obedient and happy pups. And that is definitely a win-win. So there's so many good things out there that will benefit, you know, more than just one, so to speak. Couple other things that you could volunteer with. Let's see, Charities to End Poverty. There's the Furniture Bank of Central Ohio. Fairy Good Mothers, who provide formal dresses and accessories to girls who cannot afford them, allowing them to take part in their proms and feel beautiful and confident. Hopefully it's not just proms. I mean, it could be that they had a wedding to go to, or a communion, or some type of special occasion where, you know, they just want to look good and feel good. Impact Community Action, which aims to reduce poverty by providing opportunities for self-sufficiency. And the main component of the service they provide is job opportunities and home utility assistance. Let's help become people independent. So that kind of stuff. I know Ronald McDonald House. I was actually reading about them yesterday. And I know we did this once when I was the manager of an apartment community in downtown Columbus, but we just made snack bags, and it can be up to just, you know, it can be from two items up to, I think it's like five or six. And you basically just assemble snack bags of non-perishable food items. And, you know, we had fun decorating the bags. You know, we wanted to bring a smile to a child's face. And not only with what was in the bag, but we got creative. And that was really fun. You can do that from your home. So social distancing is intact there. And, you know, think about that. Obviously, too, if you like to work in the kitchens or food, there's Mid-Ohio Food Bank. Let's see what else. The Miracle Garden, which provides creative and sustainable uses of vacant urban lots by transforming them into gardens, pavilions, and even an orchard. Sounds beautiful. But lots of different things to do. Just keep in mind, too, that, I mean, yeah, every day, you know, we can do something to help someone, and that goes a long way, too. You know, when I text my boys, you know, from time to time as a gentle reminder, I'll always say, like, you know, do something for yourself today. Look, we all need a little bit of time to give back to ourselves. I feel like we withdraw from ourselves so often with, you know, work, could be your children, your significant other, could be, you know, just duties, you know, household duties, helping, you know, your parents, loved ones, neighbors, etc. The list goes on. But always remember to do a little something for yourself. Deposit back into yourself. If that's a 30-minute workout, if that means you're going to bake, you know, this recipe you've been wanting to do for a while now, read a book, paint, do a puzzle. All those things are so great. And I mean, it's self-care too, which is so important. We got to take care of ourselves so we can take care of others. So I do remind my boys of that, you know, do something for yourself every day. So, you know, keep that in mind too. It's so important. And also, you know, think outside the box sometimes. You know, how can you make someone else feel good? I know we have a trash service where I live, and I remember pulling in and seeing this huge truck just loaded with trash bags, and it's one guy, literally, for our whole community, getting everybody's trash and loading it on his truck. And the other, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I was putting out my trash, and I was like, you know, he's got to get thirsty or a little hungry, and yeah, maybe he packs his own stuff, but I'm going to pack him a little goodie bag, and I did, and I wrote a little note saying, like, thank you so much, and I just put, like, my apartment number, and it's so funny. He took the items out and left the bag, and I'm thinking, wow, he's the trash guy, and he's even go green. I love it, but I thought that was sweet. He probably was kind of thinking, like, hey, you know, for next time. So tonight is trash night, and I will definitely do that. You know, another thing, I'm not on the tall side, but I am a little taller. And I often, you know, either get asked or I offer if I'm in the grocery store, and I find sometimes that, you know, a shorter person maybe like needing to reach for something that's on a higher shelf. And just the other day, this little lady, she was so cute. She was like, you could tell her arms were up there and she couldn't get it. And I was getting something from that area. And I looked at her and I said, would you like help with that? And she first kind of looked at me like in disbelief. And then she was like, yes, please. And, you know, she named the item she wanted and I got it for her. But, you know, it's just the simple things, the little things, you know, pay it forward, give it back. Do something to volunteer. And with that, just remember that it does take a village. I mean, I remember volunteering for a kind of like a food drive at a church with my good friend Kirsten. Our kids went to school together, and she asked me to help. And I don't remember exactly where the food was going, maybe Honduras, I can't remember, but I remember walking in and seeing all these people in different sections and feeling really proud to like get to be a part of that. But I also realized, wow, this could not be done by one or two or four or six people. Like, it really took a village. So it takes a village. Every little thing does count. And with that, just, you know, enjoy giving back, and have a great day. Keep it simple, and we'll talk soon.